Thank you for calling Kentucky Wildcat Travel powered by Total Support. I am Melania. How may I assist you today?
Yes, Melania. Good morning. This is Lex Veach, a cat fan. I'm looking at the opportunity to fly from Lexington to Omaha. And just a quick question. Is there a package where I could, or the package that's listed, can I reduce that to one flight only out there? That way, if I stay longer, I'll just fly back on my own.
Now you said this, and you're looking at which package?
This is the University of Kentucky going to Omaha.
Let me pull that up, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Brad.
Hello. Good.
Seven o'clock.
All right, and you said you wanted to see if there's one that you can go out there, just out there, and then you fly somewhere else.
Yes, ma'am. I just want to fly from Lex on the package that's listed. The package includes round trip airfare from Lexington to Omaha and back. This coming Friday through, leaving Friday to Lexington, returning Monday to Lexington. I may want to stay longer for the World Series. So do you have a package that only includes flying from Lexington to Omaha, and then I would fly back on my own accord?
Let's see, because it looks like the one that we have from Lexington to Omaha for Charter Air from Lexington, that
yes.
One sold out.
Sold out?
That is the air. That one, it says, it says sold out. And that's on the 15th. That's just the Charter Air from Lexington to Omaha. Now, that's just optional, but I'm going to continue to look, okay? Because I may be.
Okay. Am I still connected? Hello? Am I still connected to you?
All right. Hello.
Yes.
All right. So there is not a Pacific flight, a package that we have for that, but you can do any package. You just won't have to fly back on that day. You'll just have to book your own separately. It does not change the price.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. So there's not a reduction in price by flying one way?
No, sir.
Okay, that answers my question. But can I still book that now with you?
Yes, sir.
Or do I need to? Okay, I've got the link that was given, that was passed on by the University of Kentucky to me. But since I've got you on the line, Can I make that reservation now?
Yes, sir. So you want it through the 3-night air package?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you okay? And you want to do the single, double?
Single. I'll let you know. No, I'll just kid you on a Monday morning. Not obviously. If you knew somebody my age wanted to go meet me out there, I'm just kidding. Forget I said that.
No, you're okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Now you're in Lexington, right?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I grew up in Shelby County.
Okay. All right. So you want to do one? And now, have you ever flown with us before?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Not on Breeze. I have not.
All right. And so can I get your last name?
Yes, ma'am. So you're employed by Breeze or a travel agency?
Travel agency. So I'm out.
Oh,
here
I see.
In
I got
Alabama.
Oh, you're in Alabama. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I noticed a little southern accent, so I figured you. Okay. All right. So the last name is Veach. V as in Victor, E-E-C-H.
All right.
Now you want it as on my driver's license, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Last name is Veach. Well, it's Alexander Boswell is the middle name. B-O-S-W-E-L-L. That's the way it is on my driver's license, my North Carolina driver's license.
All right. And what's a good email for you?
It is A as in Alpha, B as in Bravo, V as in Victor, the number 3 at Ymail, Y as in yellow, ymail.com.
All right, and what's your area code to your telephone number?
Area code, yes, it's 407-448-4723. I stepped outside, and it's, you know, I'm living, as I said, Carolina. It's 58 degrees here in the mountains. I gotta step back inside.
Well, I would rather be there than in this heat right now, because it's been 90
oh,
all
bet.
Weekend.
Oh, no. Now, where are you in Birmingham or
yeah.
Tuscaloosa or Birmingham?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Now, can I please have your date of birth?
Yes, ma'am. What did I do with my credit card? No, I just had it. Oh, boy. Wait a minute. It's 10/26/49. Oh, that's what I was looking for.
All right, so 10/26/1949.
October 26, 1949.
All right. Now I'm going to go... go over, your name is Alexander, A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R, correct?
Yes, ma'am. That's the given name. Do you want my, but that's how it is on my driver's license.
Okay.
Do you want my nickname? Parentheses,
no, sir,
Lex, L, okay.
And then your last name
okay.
is Veach, V-E-E-C-H. This is just for...
It's Veach. It's Veach, V-E-E-C-H.
Okay.
And I'm the third. I'm three capital I's. I'm the third.
Okay. All right. Now the date of birth is 10/26/1949.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Just wanted to confirm that now. All right. And what is your home address?
Yes, ma'am. It's 200 Glenwood, Glenwood Lane, Unit J33, Sugar Mountain, two words, Sugar Mountain, North Carolina. 28604.
All right. What's your unit number again?
Unit J as in James, 33.
All right, so I got 200.
Thank you, sir, for finding that credit card for me.
No problem, bud.
What did you say, sweetie?
I'm saying 200 Glenwood Lane, Unit J, 33, Sugar Mountain.
Yes, ma'am. Two words, Sugar Mountain, North Carolina.
28604, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, that would be a great town to stay in.
Oh, well, yeah, it's great up here in the mountains.
All right, now, let me get that telephone number from you one more time.
Yes, ma'am, it's 407-448-4723.
All right, now, do you want to put down an emergency contact person?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. Well, I don't have her number. Don't worry about that right now.
Okay. All right, so you are wanting to do the 3-night air package, okay? Correct?
Yes, ma'am. From Lexington to Omaha, that leaves this Friday the 15th, correct?
Yes, sir.
And returns on?
The 18th, but it returns on the 18th, but you're going to return whenever you.
Yeah, I may or may not, but,
okay.
You know, if I decide to stay longer, then I'll forego my return trip, and I'll just book my own flight home.
Okay.
Good enough?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
So you want to do, so it's just you by yourself?
By myself, yes, ma'am. I'm a single. Unless you can find me a girlfriend between now and then.
All right. So that's the hotel king room requested. All right, any preferences or nothing?
In the hotel?
Yes.
Oh, no, just a room.
All right, so I have you for the package, 3-night air package, leaving on the 15th, coming back on the 18th from Lexington
mm-hmm.
to Omaha. You'll
mm-hmm.
be in the single room, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so your reservation total will be $3,798.
Okay, all right. And that's okay, well, and I'll be with a lot more Kentucky people, so that'll be great.
All right, so the mailer name is Alexander Veach. Is that correct? Am I saying that right?
Yes.
All right,
yes,
the third.
Veach. Mm-hmm.
Your home address is 200 Glenwood Lane, Unit J33, Sugar Mountain, South Carolina.
No, North Carolina.
Oh, North Carolina. Let me go back. Okay. I'm so glad I'm confirming this because I could butcher this. So bad.
Yeah, were you going to send me to Germany?
I don't know where I was going to send you, but I don't think I was going to send you to the right place.
Oh, my.
North Carolina. I should have. Like I've been to North Carolina maybe twice.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was out there in Fort. I think it's Fort Bragg out there. I don't know. He's out there in the Army, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, so let me just go ahead and confirm that. 200 Glen Lane, Unit J33.
Glenwood
Lane. Glenwood Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Unit J33.
Mm-hmm.
Sugar Mountain.
Two words, yes, ma'am. North Carolina, 28604.
All right, give me that zip one more time.
28604.
Okay. I'm going to just... All right, I'm going to go over it again. 200
okay.
Glenwood Lane, Unit J33, Sugar Mountain, two words, North Carolina, 28604. Correct?
Yes, ma'am.
All
yes,
right.
ma'am.
Good deal. Okay, we're working. You're working with me. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So the payment due today is $3,709.98.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
You want a credit card?
Yes. Let me see. Now, do you have the third abbreviated on your card? Or
yes.
No? Okay.
Yeah, on my license, yes.
Okay.
All you know, right. it's three capital I's. Three capital I's.
Okay. All right. Now, I'm going to go do this. Hold on. All right. So, what's the expiration date on the card?
It is 08. 28.
All right, and what is the CVV on the card?
It is 688.
Okay.
Now, one other question. Now, how do you spell your name? I'm sorry.
My name's Millennia, so it's spelled M E L L E N
I
A.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Millennia. Okay, yes. What time does this flight leave Lexington on this Friday?
All right. Get back. So we don't have any times with our, like, it doesn't tell us any times, but when you receive your email, once you receive the email, it will have the times on there for you.
Oh,
I can double check real quick. To try to
I wish you would, because that might, you know, because I don't know what time. Well, okay. Go ahead and double check, Melanie, if you would.
Okay. Okay, so yeah, it does not give us the times when they'll
okay.
leave, but I know that sometimes that they'll leave during the morning and then be there. You'll get there midday.
By noontime.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. I hope so, because the first game, not knowing what time we will play on Friday, if we play on Friday, there's two games on Friday and two games on Saturday. But the first game is around 12 or 1.
Yeah.
The second game is at 7. So, okay.
So, I'm thinking that they'll get you there before the first game and have
okay.
your
– okay,
because it says that you'll have on-site travel direction provided by Travel Sports, so someone's going to take you to that game.
Okay.
Round trip from the hotel and the stadium transfer. So, I'm thinking that you'll get there real early, check into
Good.
Your room and do everything, and then you'll be able to be transported to the – game now this
hotel or
yes,
game
so.
And then the hotel yeah.
yeah
yeah because the it's from Lexington to Omaha is only I think it's about 700 miles, but that's only about a two-hour flight, if that.
Mm-hmm.
From Lexington to Omaha. Okay.
Yeah. And it's
okay.
it's a non-stop too as well, so
oh yeah, a non-stopper. That's right, that's right, that's great, Melania. Okay. What? Now you need a number, don't you?
All right. Yeah. Let me get back to that. Okay. Yes. Let me go back to that screen.
You still with me, Melania?
Yes, I'm still
okay.
Here.
Okay.
I was just going back to the screen, and I'm fixing your name.
Okay.
All right. So, before I get the card information, I just want to go over here. Go over it again because, you know,
okay.
It's a lot of money.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
So yes, ma'am.
So your email is A as in apple, B as in
mm-hmm.
B as in bear.
And boy.
Yeah. V as in vet 3@ymail, capital YMAIL.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am. And 3 is a numerical 3.
Okay, so not the number 3.
Yeah, the number 3, not spelled
okay.
out.
Okay, yeah, I got 3 as the number 3. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let me change that number 3 out of your name as well.
You still there? Melania? Melania? Melania?
All right, so I'm just going to fix your name because I put the number 3 instead of 3 I's.
That's
I just
fine. You can fix it.
Okay, so I go ahead and take his payment.
You got the number 3 there, right?
So yeah, I just.
What's up? Are you talking to me?
No, that's how it shows on the spray bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go to the top for me, please.
I ain't took no payment yet.
So he's paying the full thing.
Melania, are you talking to me?
Okay.
No, sir, just hold one moment for me.
What type of car do you use?
And what type of car will you be using today?
Going to be a Visa.
A Visa.
No, excuse me. It's going to be a MasterCard. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. All right. Well, I'm ready for that card number whenever you're ready.
Okay. It's 5362-9600-0315-9247.
All right. You repeat that to me so I know I have it correct.
All right, it's 5362-9600-0315-9247.
All right, and just confirm the expiration date in the VC, the CVV that you gave me earlier.
Expiration is 0828.
Mm-hmm.
Security code is 668.
Okay. All right, so I just want to confirm it because I just put your card information in. I just want to make sure we have everything correct and we don't want to have any mess-ups, okay?
You're going to have to hold on just for a minute, please.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll be right with you, Melanie. Hold on.
It's okay. I'm here. I'm waiting.
Okay. Hold on. Okay, Melania, go ahead.
All right, so I just want to confirm that your email is A as in apple, B as in bear, V as in vet, the number 3@ymail.com, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And the billing, and the billing address is 200 Glenwood Lane, Unit J33, Sugar Mountain, North Carolina.
Yes.
All right.
28604.
28604. Okay. All right. So is it okay for me to charge your card $3,798 today?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
It is okay? Okay.
Yes.
All right, so just a reminder, we try to tell all our friends to get travel insurance just because, just to protect your travel package, because there is a no refund policy.
Okay, what does the insurance include? Due to what?
Okay, so it's different packages. Whichever one that you would like that comes with your package, you could get whichever one.
Well, you're going to have to tell me that, Melanie. I don't know what I'm buying.
You could check with your credit card for travel insurance. I don't have that direct information, but just to save your flight and everything, we try to tell people to do that because all sales are final. So if you so happen or not
well,
able
wait
to
a minute. Wait a minute, Melanie. Who do I – I've got to call the airlines now?
No, sir, you won't have to call the airlines.
Well, who's going to tell me – who's going to tell me the information about the travel – about the insurance? Melania, are you still there? Can you, I think you're, are you in training? Do you have your supervisor there that I can speak with? Melania?
Okay. All right. So I can give you a number for that, for you to call with that travel insurance. We don't have a direct number. That's what I was trying to get, that direct number. That is separately, it is not included in the package, but we try to tell people to get that. Because
okay, what is that number,
final.
Melania? Okay.
That number,
okay. Let's.
All right, that number is...
This is taking a long time.
All right, so that number is 1-800.
Okay.
826.
Okay.
5248.
Who am I calling, Millennial?
Millennial. So you are calling Travel Guard Travel Insurance. So this is separate, but this will cover everything if anything ever happens with your flight or while you're out there.
Okay.
Or if
so,
you have
but,
to end up canceling from between now until Friday.
Okay. That being said, so I'm going to pay for this before I get the travel insurance?
Yes, sir.
And then if I get the travel insurance, then I'll be covered on the package after the fact. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
About how much is that travel insurance? Do you know?
All right, so I don't have that direct number, but it's based on your package and your age.
Okay, all right. All right, well, let's go ahead and do the deal for $3,798. You've got my credit card number, so and you're going to send me an email here very, very shortly?
Yes.
With the confirmation number? What is the confirmation number?
Once we submit this payment, we'll get that, okay?
Okay. Are you going to do that while I'm on the line?
Yes.
Or?
I'm going to submit it right now as we speak, okay?
Okay, thank you.
All right, it is processing. It says please wait. Okay. Now. No, it did not go through.
Well, I don't know why it didn't go through, but
yeah. We just confirmed everything. So it might just be on my end. So just let me go get her. All right, just bear with me. I'm gonna go get my supervisor and let her know that it didn't go through. It didn't work.
Okay.
He gave me everything. We confirmed everything correctly.
And this is his billing address.
200 Glenwood Lane, Unit J33, Sugar Mountain, North Carolina, 28604.
Does it say unit on his, or does it just say J33?
Does it say unit on your driver's license or just J33?
Yes. Unit J33.
Yes, it says unit.
And the only other question I would probably have.
He said it was a MasterCard. The CVV was.
No.
Did you do it as a MasterCard?
Mm-hmm. No, it's a Visa.
No, it's a MasterCard.
No, I said it correct. I had it correctly. It was Master.
But
yeah.
I think you selected Visa.
Well, he said Visa at first, then he said MasterCard, and I changed
it's a
it.
MasterCard.
Mm-hmm.
That's state. And is his bank aware that he's making this large purchase?
Is your bank aware that you're making this large purchase today?
Well, this is a Raymond James.
He says it's a Raymond James.
It's a Raymond James brokerage account. It's the money. Oh, man. Millennia, this is taking a very long time to do this.
Yes, sir. I do apologize. So we're gonna try. Let's see. Go ahead. But I have my supervisor here who is helping me, so we can go ahead and get this done for you, okay?
Okay.
Take that, make that an H.
One more time. I think it's going to be fine this time. I think you took all the pain.
All right. So can you give me that card number one more time?
Wow. So this is unbelievable. Okay. Here it is, Millennia. 5362960003159247.
And the expiration date?
0828.
And the CVV?
668.
Tell him to, this is from the processor. Let me check with home office. We got a problem with our processor.
Okay, so it's not him? We need to call him back? Okay. Okay, so it's saying that the process, so you'll need to check with your bank to let your bank know that you're making this big purchase today. And then...
Well, just hold on. Just hold on, and I'll call them with you on the line. Just hold on for a minute. I've never had this happen before, so... Just hold on just for a minute, please. I'm walking out of a building to my car, Millennia, so I can call without any interruption.
That's okay. I'm still here. I'll be here with you, okay?
All right. Let me put you on speaker.
All right.
Okay. Hold on for a minute. I'm going to hold on just for a minute. Oh, boy. Are you there?
Yes, sir, I'm here.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. Okay, I'm going to try to, I'm going to do this. I'm going to try to do a conference call here. Hold on. You still there?
Yes, sir, I'm still here.
Oh, boy, now I can't. Now I don't know how to do this damn.
If you want to call them and then I can give you a call back in 15 minutes, exactly 15 minutes, and then
okay.
See if you want to talk to them. So let me go ahead and just take your number.
Well, it's the same number I've told you, but it's 407.
Four, and then 448-4723.
Right.
Okay. So I have that number. So I'm going to call you in exactly 15 minutes so you can get on the phone with the bank and let them know that you're making this purchase today, okay?
Yeah, it's not the bank. It's my brokerage account. So,
okay.
But it's still not going through. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
It's not going through. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Okay. Call me back, please. Millennia?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
Okay. Call me back, please, in 15 minutes.
I will, sir.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And I'll call you back in 15 minutes, okay?
All right. Thank you.